Well, I basically grew up in New Jersey, which is, you know, like right next to New York, and I guess Plainfield, New Jersey, where I'm from, would be considered part of the larger New York metropolitan area, or even kind of like a tri-state area. But I think that what was different for me was that we saw the civil rights movement. I saw the civil rights movement, respected and admired the civil rights activists and their actions, even if it was nonviolent demonstrations, even if it was like sit-downs in the middle of the street. I mean, it took a lot of courage, you know, to just do them kind of actions, knowing that here comes these white racist cops and politicians who are going to, like, forcibly and violently remove you, you know, like spray you down the street with water hoses, fire department water hoses and stuff like that, or shoot you, or you end up disappeared, you know. So, I mean, we respected that and we admired that. But the Panthers and groups like the Panthers, like the Republic of New Africa, and other groups, were willing to, like, not only fight back, but to arm themselves in that fight back. They was willing to not only organize in their communities and provide survival programs, like pre-breakfast programs and free health clinics and liberation schools, but they were willing to defend it with guns, whether the laws permitted it or not. So for someone like me, it's like, I want that. I want something that has a more aggressive fight back, you know. So by the time I'm like 16, 17, still in the Black Power movement, when we found out about the Panthers, me and my best friend, whose name is Jihad, we wanted to join the Black Panther Party. And eventually we found some local chapters in New Jersey, and we would travel to New York, and they helped to educate us into a new revolutionary politics.